To convey these qualities adequately to the reader, we are seeking a way to include excerpts from this communication in some kind of recorded form with this book. Vax Noah talked his way into our hearts. With sincerity, he addressed himself to a whole planet as well as Cubase. I am Vax Noah Superior of Colders. Greetings, planet Earth. The reason for this transmission is to compliment you on the writing of your book, which I have had the privilege of reading the many draft manuscripts that have come to hand to me here on Colders. And very recently also a book which was written by Cynthia Hind. UFOs African Encounters, Cynthia Hind, Gemini Pub. Company, Zimbabwe. Within the pages of this book were extracts and writings which eventually I assume will go into your book. Assuming that the manuscripts I have read will go into your book, then I can only give my blessings, not only from Colders, but from the people of the whole Confederation. Surely a book of this nature will promote the Confederation, our very existence, and our presence on your planet. This is the nature of my transmission to you. It is of this that I would like to speak, to assure all of you at your Cubase, and anyone that you speak to, that we are very much in existence. We are still very active, not only in our sector of space, but also in yours, and we intend to be so for many eons of time to come. Of this you can reassure your friends and your families. We have reached the time now, where we must decide on what is to be done. The superiors of our planets have carefully examined the planet Earth on many occasions. It was decided that Earth should decide its own future. We do not have the right to intervene in any way whatever. We have kept in contact with our friends on Earth, as they are our followers. We do not wish in any way at all to undermine the governments and superiors of your planet. They are superiors and they make rules and regulations to govern your land and your planet. It is their right to do so, for they know what is best. In the past we have negotiated with and contacted them many times, and we have an agreement not to interfere in any way at all with their policies on your planet. That is why, reading the manuscript of your book, I realize that much misunderstanding will be brought to many people on your planet. If these are presented in the way I assume they shall be, then a better understanding of us will be achieved. Yes, we will then no longer be themistry people of the skies. But we will be real people such as you yourselves. This is what we want to, not myths in time. Although we are time travelers, we like to think ourselves being as you are on your planet. In the near future, with the passing of Solar Cananda, your planet will pass through a certain region in space on its journey around your sun. This region is a belt which Solar Cananda has produced through space. This will bring about changes on your Earth. I am the one to inform you of. This is why I am making this transmission. A great many changes will probably take place. Environmental changes on your planet will make your superiors and scientists look at space in a different light now. You have reached the stage now where you have advanced into space. Your technology will grow and soon you will be on a common frontier with us. It will be on an equal footing that we will meet, not on your planet, but in space. We have seen this coming. Not in the near future, but in time to come. Your astronauts will meet us in a common frontier in space. Note in the too distant future. In space we will be on equal ground and there we will make our friendship. When Earth has conquered more space, limited space around you, then we can discuss the changes that could be made. It will be the astronauts, returning to your planet from a not a distant voyage, that will have Talos Totef wonderful flying machines and other great things. Physis, when the dawn of a new day will approach on your planet, especially with the environment tell changes which would then already have taken place on Earth. So there is a change in the future, and possibly their book Wikia have written will prepare ground. Or lighten the bad so as to be more readily acceptable, rather than it becoming a stunning blow at the time. Ah, yes. We are real. As your space shuttles ferry to and from your planet, the time draws nearer for that meeting in space, on Earth area and no bounds or limits. Understanding between us will sure of this. But you are, our friends, our cold Asian brothers and sisters on planet Earth, We would like to apologize that we have not been as regular as in the past in contacting you. There are great gaps in our transmissions and our soft-GHT contacts, but please bear with us. Times have now changed, not only on your planet but also within the Confederation. Our duties have extended further afield far beyond the boundaries of our own planets. This means that our pilots have not been able to make the frequent transmissions and contacts via theft channel to your bases. It is not that we've forsaken you. It is because of the pressure of time and duties that called us elsewhere. You have all been programmed and trained in many ways. This training will continue, as this is all for very good reason. This, I am sure you will understand one day we will be permanently together. Now I have a message, which I hope will go with the pages of your book. This is my message: we are waiting for the people of the planet to meet us on a common basis, in space. Here we will share our secrets. Here we will show your astronauts truly magnificent way of life. It is a lifestyle we has been tried and practiced throughout the many econ in the Confederation of 12 planets. Not only this we like to share, but there is a wealth of information that will uplift your planet to a much higher level. This is our gift. All we ask is understanding. We will remain where we are. We will not intervene in your affairs. We will not criticize. We will no set foot on your planet. What we offer you is for the taking, our gift to you. All we have achieved through the many icons will be yours, free. It can be brought to your planet and put into practice and make your planet better planet. Under your own laws, guided by our rulers and governments. We would only be too glad to see this come to pass. We do not wish to intervene in any way, except holding out the hand of friendship. As I am doing now to all the people of planet Earth. All we hope to see is progress, happiness and a better way of living on your planet for all the various races and colors of people. This is my prayer. This is what I ask. Nothing else. Nothing in return. For we of the Confederation have no reason to desire your planet. We have an abundance of everything: life, minerals, wealth, happiness, people, children, food and all that the Great Divine One gives us. It is all there on our own planets. And so it can be on your planet too. If you accept a little advice and be understanding. That is my message, my friends of Cubase. I feel that I have said enough. There is little else to say. To Sumit is love and light which we are irradiating to your planet. We patrol the magnetic fields near your planet. We are not guardians, it is a part of our heritage to be here. Because, long before your planet was inhabited, our ancestors visited this very place. And these magnetic fields. We have taken it upon ourselves to continue with what they have done and with what they tried to achieve. So, to conclude this transmission, from Calder's and all its post-soft-pull, my delegates, the command of the Astral Fleet. Wick travels to your plant and many others, we all sincerely wish you well in the coming years. I hope I will have the privilege of making yet another transmiss-ion of this nature to the planet Earth and its people. Carry on Cubases everywhere, bear with us, we have not forsaken you. We will come when the time is ripe. Farewell, may the Divine One guide you and go be soft-hyphen for you, to enable you to fulfill your daily task. I am Vax Noah. Salut Kata Katsu, farewell. That is the message to Earth. Note: this message was received electromagnetically by direct override of the circuitry in a standard cassette tape recorder, using a projected 12-volt beam of energy directed from the spacecraft by the Coldasians. Note by the publisher: as this manuscript was being studied and prepared for publication, it was necessary to check and double-check many things. In the course of doing this, contacts were made with various people associated in one way or other with the developments in South Africa. It was Miss Cynthia Hind, on her visit to the United States, who convinced Lou Farish that there was much more to this case than meets the eye. He convinced me that we must take a good look at what was really going on and report it as it was. Many contacts were made, but to give you an idea of what we were learning, I have decided to include just two letters from other interested observers to me, which I have reproduced here in a separate appendix I. The Peter and Francis case of an automobile being transported by a UFO mentioned in Chapter 12 was also investigated by Carl van Vlieden before he moved to Pinetown. Because this case has not been published here in American journals, we have decided to refer you to van Vlieden's report published in the English Flying Saucer Review. Appendix C, Statements by Witnesses. In the course of the long-term development of this unique UFO contact case, scores of different witness observers participated in sightings and the voice communications, received at first electromagnetically over a standard radio receiver simply notified by one of the UFOnauts to receive them, and then by direct voice channel through Edwin in a special kind of trance induced by certain sounds provided by the UFOnauts. After Edwin's radio was confiscated, the electromagnetic transmissions were received by direct transmission to a standard audio cassette tape recorder with a 12-volt circuit, where the message was inscribed on the audio tape as the recorder was operated by remote control from the Cold Agent ship. One of the frequent witnesses to these sessions, a senior research scientist in a government agency and theologian, Mr. Walter Popple, well respected in his community, has agreed to furnish an objective statement of his observations of the contacts and the participants. An Australian woman, Kashendo married an Australian woman during his training on Earth, a traveller, Miss P.S. Cochin of Hume Vale, who heard of Edwin's consoft-tacts while she was in South Africa, and recognized them as a phenomenon similar to what she was studying, made a point of looking into this matter and observing one of the contacts firsthand. She was impressed by what she saw and wrote me a letter describing how this all came about. Since one other Cold Asian extraterrestrial in the contacts with Edwin said he had lived in Australia for a time during his special training, I thought it might be of interest here because of its particular implications. These communications are reproduced here for your examination. 27th of December, 1983, Mr. Wendell C. Stevens, 3224 Sowinona Circle, Tucson, Arizona 85730, USA. Dear Mr. Stevens, thank you for your letter with its flattering suggestions. I always take handwritten letters from North America very seriously and I have given yours much thought. I checked what little material I have of 5 years ago and composed an extensive narrative statement of this phenomenon with Edwin along the lines you suggested. As it is a very personal statement, I don't think it will help you, so I have decided not to send you the tape. I found this useful as it gave me a chance to review the whole matter in the perspective of events that are past and completed. You should realize that my only role in the matter was to be an own respectable biologist who could tell the story of a contact with extraterrestrials to primed audiences in the confined area of Durban, South Africa for a limited period of time. Any observer of my efforts would agree that the people I was dealing with were not ready for such thinking, although plenty of evidence was available to them. Perhaps you are wrong to think of this case in terms of these unique events which could become a classic. It seems to me that the Confederation and the others have made many attempts at educating people all around the world in different ways. There is nothing special about Carl van Vlieden's book, and I am sure many others will compare their experiences with those of Edwin and Carl. The book will stand or fall by its content and does not need me or anyone else to try and validate it. The comment Cynthia Hind sent you was written by me simply as a statement of fact which you are free to use in whatever way you like. She is correct in suggesting that the English needs polishing up by someone before it is used.